Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Brown season, halfway done. Which is weird to think, dude. Like, I still can't believe there's only been 8 games because this season feels, it's like the Lord of the Rings journey. Like, I just want to throw the ring into the friggin' mountain at this point. Like, and here's the thing, it's been a good year. It's been a great season. 5-3 with half of Deshaun and, you know, both tackles getting injured. Like, guys, they're in prime position if they just either split or win both of the next two games. At the same point, I'm exhausted. I think Browns fans are exhausted. Like this,
you think so?
The reaction today, and you and I got some, you know, we had some good reaction with the Deshaun conversation. But like the reaction yesterday, I think was relief. I think Browns fans were just like, thank God. He looked good enough. Like, we don't have to worry about Deshaun going into this game because he looked good enough. Thank God the game was never close. It was a blowout. I mean, even was it Lloyd that tweeted out? Yeah, Jason Lloyd tweeted out when they were up, I think, either 3-0 or 10-0. This was first quarter, maybe early second quarter. The Browns had a 94% chance to win with more than half the game to go.
Yeah, I mean, the spread just kept going up and up, like the live spread.
Yep.
I was watching it. Like, as soon as the Browns were up, well, they were up the touchdown, but mm-hmm. I mean, then it was like, it went to like 21. That was like, even when they were up 27-0, I think the spread was like 34 or something.
Yeah. And I don't, is there a lack of buzz on this one?
I don't know.
Like, what was the emotion you came away from this win feeling like?
I felt happy about the win, but just like uncertain about the future of the team.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Like, I just came away, it's like reading a kid's book. I didn't really learn anything, but it was a nice little story. And at the end, there was a happy ending. And it was like, okay, I can get back to my life with a little pep in my step. I don't know if anybody else has their kids' books and will read their kids' book with them. That's like, hey, my life is not really any better, but I just feel better. I don't think that, like, that game was never going to tell you anything unless it was a negative, right? Like, the only real controversy to come out if Deshaun had gone out in the second quarter with an injury. The only real controversy, the only thing that was going to have heat on this game is if Clayton Toon tuned you up and the defense looked like crap. So I kind of came away just thinking, okay. And I heard, I walked back from with the entire city of Cleveland to the Halley Building parking garage, and I heard somebody refer to it as an ugly win. And, like, it was everything that I could do to not stop the person, and I'm like, where was the ugly? Spot the ugly. An ugly win cannot be 27-0 win cannot be ugly.
There was nothing sexy about that game.
Oh, yeah, correct. Correct. But it was not ugly.
Semantics here.
Well, yes, but I think this is the kind of game that is one giant semantics battle. Because it's like, you can't literally shut somebody out and then score three touchdowns on offense. Wait. Three touchdowns on offense? Like, the biggest thing you can bitch about yesterday was Dustin Hopkins, huh? Finally missing a kick. What an a-hole. They were up like 97. The game was decided when he missed the field goal. 216-474-0092. I just want to know if anybody else out there calls this an ugly win. Because
it was not an aesthetically pleasing game to watch.
Uh-huh.
But that's fine. 27-0.
It feels like you want to call it ugly. It's a long silence there, dog.
I did not call you a jive turkey.
What'd you call me?
I called you.
Nope. Keep our jobs.
Called an ugly win.
Yeah. To me, an ugly win is the Colts game.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of uggo in that. An ugly win is, honestly, would have been the Seattle game. Any of the games with PJ Walker would have been an ugly win. Hell, if you had beaten the Steelers in week two, it would have been an ugly win.
I kind of disagree with the Colts one because I think when Deshaun went out of the game, you're like, oh, this is going to be an uphill battle to win this game. Plus how it ended, I don't know if I'd call that an ugly win because you pulled it out at the very end. Like, I think that this would be considered an ugly win if it was like, if the Browns had gone out and won this game like 23-13, that's an ugly win.
Mm-hmm.
Because you shouldn't give up 13 points to a guy that you gave up 58 total yards to in this instance.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fans loved this. Like, I think the fans, yes, it wasn't great offensively, but defense, like, they couldn't do anything. That's enjoyable as a fan, is it not?
If I'm qualifying this win, I think it's a quality win. Because you needed the offense to be just good enough. You needed the defense to smother them.
It's not a quality win. It's a win.
It's a quality win. You did everything you should have done against that team, yes?
So then is every win in the NFL a quality win?
Okay, well, now we're getting into the must-win thing. This is the reverse of that. But no, not every win's a quality win. Like, actually, to Keith's point.
I think this was just an expected win. Like, you did what you expected to do. Like, I don't know if I'd say it was a quality win, because when I think quality win, I think that, like, you beat a quality opponent.
So I think what I'm driving to is, so there was no way you could qualify this win as a good win. Like, right? Like, they beat them 27-0. This game was over by halftime. So unless you just nuked them, you're polishing a turd. Am I just polishing a turd no matter what it is?
You took care of business, just like any other team in this division, like mainly probably the Ravens and the Bengals, the way they're playing. Like, they would have done the same thing, and you did what they would have done. So that's a good thing.
I'm going to go back. I think it's a quality win. I don't think you can win by 27 points, and it's an ugly win. Can I tell you what I think's happening?
What's happening?
We're taking an impeachable offensive game, meaning you can pick apart the offensive game, and that's fair. You and I did that for the first, was it 3 hours, 2 hours of the show? I blacked out.
Something like that.
Which is fair. Like, I saw how Deshaun played differently than you did. However, why don't we ever just give credits for the out-and-out ass-kicking of a great defense? Because, like,
who's not giving them credit?
Well, no, what I mean is, like, that's like a defense, like, you shut somebody out. That to me should also be qualified as a quality win. I don't care if Clayton Tune's starting or if it's Joe Montana in his prime. You shut out an NFL team, and not just shut him out. Was it under 60 passing yards by Clayton Tune? Did they even have positive rushing yards? I don't even know.
I think they had like 9 yards.
Let's go with
41 yards rushing.
John, 41. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing very well. What you got for us?
Just curious your thoughts on the Ravens win over the Seahawks. If the Browns win over the Cardinals was a quality win when they had a rookie quarterback and
it was injuries. It was a really good win by the Ravens. Like, it's a really, really good win.
Okay.
Is that all?
Guess so. I just you're really enthusiastic about a win over a 1-7 team with a rookie quarterback.
How do we?
I don't know. I don't get that excited about the win. It's a good win, but
how do we move the bar so much, John, that we can't just look at this and go through all three phases of the game? You beat that booty. They are booty cheeks. You're not wrong.
They are, like, booty cheeks.
Like, find the false note in that win, and I think you're probably nitpicking.
No, it was a win. It was an expected win. Can't get too excited about it. We'll see what Sunday brings, and then we can.
All right.
Bring
so
it on Sunday.
I don't know. This is what you're intentionally doing, John. But I thank you for the call. And I want to say that I'm trying, like, earlier we had Greg, the caller, and then I kind of went off a little bit. I'm trying not to do that. What are we doing? Like, when did we, whom have 15 wins the last 2 years, a team that has been juggling quarterbacks and juggling tackles and losing games in my adult life, not just in my, like, entire life, which it's pretty much been since I've been 14 years old. Like, this is the kind of win that 5 years ago, you win by 3 points and you feel lucky to win against a one-win team. Like, how have we raised the bar so much after not knowing if Deshaun was going to play? Like, this is, I just continue to come back to. Like, your defense was bleep late in that game against Seattle. Your defense had another lapse late in both the Indy game and the San Francisco game. I didn't know if Deshaun was going to play ever again at one point. Like, I had fears like you would not believe. $230 million weight around your foot, sinking you with the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's okay, Wynn. Let's go in. Yeah, don't talk about it. Let's just move on to Baltimore. It's a win. Well, it's a win. Let's go in. Good for us.
Curious what voice that is.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why we're talking about this win. I mean, it's a second straight victory.
No one's mad that they won.
I think people are mad that I'm saying it's a quality win.
It's not a quality win. It's a win.
What's the difference?
The difference?
Yes.
If they beat Baltimore, that's a quality win.
No, like, that's a hell of a win.
Oh, okay. Whatever. God, you're gonna make me cuss on the air because I'm just getting so pissed off. Like, dude, it's a win. Okay. Like, if this were in college football, just to kind of take the parallel here. It'd be like Ohio State beating Akron.
I think it'd be like Ohio State beating Indiana.
Same thing. I think they went to overtime.
Same thing. Indiana and Akron went to overtime.
Akron took Indiana to overtime.
That's one game. By and large, Indiana football is better than Akron football, which I understand exactly what I'm saying now that I've said it out loud. I think all of a sudden we're starting to get into the college football lexicon win.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but that's not what a quality win is. A quality win, to me, is a win where you go in and there's a certain expectation on how the game should look. That's kind of exactly how it looked to me.
Yeah.
Like, there was never a point where the game was there was any remote threat for the Arizona Cardinals. So, offensively, they never had a chance. And defensively, they had a couple nice moments, but by and large, you're just biding your time until the right thing happened, and that's exactly what happened. Like, everything Honestly, actually, here's why it is a quality win to me. It was the best case scenario. Yes, Jed got hurt. Yes, Marquise Goodwin got hurt. But Deshaun stayed healthy. Your running back stayed healthy. I know. I led with the injuries. I should have buried those. I think by and large, your defense played its ass off. Like, what more could you ask yesterday? And I will say this. It's now two Victory Mondays, and this is not directed at you. It's two Victory Mondays where everybody wants to talk about Stefanski, where everyone wants to talk about Deshaun Watson. Nobody just wants to be like, oh, damn, that's a great win.
It was a great win.
What a great hang. That's exactly what I was hoping for.
What are we going to say, Nick? Like, we're going to sit here and just be like, oh, my God. Everyone thought they were going to win by two touchdowns. They were favored by two touchdowns. They win by four.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's what you could say.
Okay.
The way you could describe
it. But there's no way to break down that game.
So we just move on?
Yes.
We're on to Baltimore?
We're on to Baltimore.
So basically, unless it is a signature win, we just don't hold on to wins anymore.
They played the Akron Zips yesterday.
They played the Indiana Hoosiers. I will fight you on this. If the Akron Zips are...
Okay, they played the Louisiana Monroe Warhawks.
Isn't that just a different version of Akron?
That's where Coach Bowden went.
They played Cal. I'm trying to find an equivalent. They played Vanderbilt.
Sure. Huh? Okay.
Huh? Yeah. Vanderbilt's better than Akron.
Barely.
Ramsey, how would you describe this win?
What's up, guys?
Not much. What you got?
Listen, man, you guys are absolutely killing me right now.
You're welcome.
I mean, you are. You are. I mean, I guess it's part of your jobs to get everybody fired up. I mean, first of all, I want to say, Dustin, I've watched you since you played for Ohio State, dude, and I respect what you say so much.
Here's the button.
I respect you too, Nick.
Here comes the insult. Here comes the insult.
No. I know more about you, Dustin, than I do about Nick. So listen, first of all, let's stop trying to compare wins from college to NFL. The NFL doesn't put any more weight on quality wins or whatever kind of win it is. A win is a win. We beat a team, NFL team, 27-0. No one's mentioning how great our special teams are. No one's mentioning how
Borquez
great
is
our
amazing,
defense
man.
Play. I mean, no, listen, Dustin Hopkins, the punter, these guys are all balling. And we're sitting here trying to categorize what kind of win it was.
Ramsey, Let me ask you, did we talk about whether it's an ugly win or not?
I don't think in the NFL it matters, bro.
I mean, okay, wait. But real quick here, just for the sake of the argument, in the last 3 weeks we talked about the ugliness of the game, and both San Francisco and Indy were called ugly games, yes?
Yes, they were.
Okay, so when do we get to classify games and when don't we? Like, when do we get to, like, do we have ugly losses? Those are things we track. Like, why can't we just comfortable win?
You know what?
Ass polishing? I don't know.
It was a comfortable win, and it was a win that, to me, was completely – it left no doubt that this team is moving in the right direction. And I just hate how we keep trying to nitpick what kind of win it was or who – you know, I mean, we beat an NFL team 27-0.
Wait, so you hate it even though I'm giving more credit to the win?
No, I love that you're giving credit to the win. I'm disappointed with Dustin right now.
Me too.
Like, seriously, Dustin, come on, man.
Seriously.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
I want you to say that you know in the grand scheme of things – that this was a good win. Now, if we had lost, everybody would be losing their minds right now. Yeah, losing their minds.
I hear what you're saying. In my mind, going into the game, I thought there was absolutely zero chance the Browns could lose the game. And I expected them to win the game because they've got a way better team. And my point is, we're not going to play a team like that every week, okay? So it's great. Yes, you did what you're supposed to do. You got the dub. Now let's move on and let's focus on this division.
Hey, okay. Hey, congrats on your Pulitzer Prize. You had a weak field. Move on. Write something else, you jackass. That.
No, you only play who you can play. But you gotta beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. Did you call him a jackass or me?
I think you were the jackass. Wait, no. The person in the scenario who won the Pulitzer against an easy, that was the jackass. You're not the jackass. Ramsey's not the jackass. The made up jackass. That's the jackass. Todd, welcome to the show, Todd.
Todd.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, you're not that Todd.
I'm listening to, no, this is not Todd from Ward 1. But at any rate, listening to this debate here, I think I can settle it. Can we call it a dominating win?
Yeah! I love it. Sure. I love that word.
Sure.
The dominating win. We shut them out. We beat them like we were supposed to. We dominated them. That's how I'm picturing it in my mind. And I'm happy about it.
Todd, you made me happy. You settled a quarrel on the show. Good man, Todd. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.